Governor J.B. Pritzker has called contact tracing our most sustainable tool to contain coronavirus, and Illinois community colleges have been offering contact tracing programs from home.
I'm not going to buy my second yacht working this job, but, you know, it'll put food on the table and keep a roof over the head, so I'm pretty happy with it.
That's newly trained contact tracer Randall Jaffe. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, August 10th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Lachen Dam is getting some much-needed upgrades. WCBU reporter Joe Deacon has more.
The Lachen Dam's last major rehabilitation came in 1987. The current summer-long closure allows crews to inspect, repair, and replace equipment in the lock chamber. Colonel Steve Sattinger, commander of the Rock Island District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says the project will help keep river traffic moving effectively.
The work we're doing now really allows us to reassure the industry that the system is reliable. We should get great service out of the parts we're installing, out of the work we're doing for 25 more years.
Crews will be replacing miter gate anchorages, installing a compressed air bubbler system, and rehabilitating hydraulic cylinders. Sattinger says all that work required the lock to be drained.
Dewatering means that we've put bulkheads on either end of this lock chamber and pumped all the water out and lowered the water level by about 25 feet so that we can get to the floor of the lock and really get our eyes on the equipment.
Sattinger says it took years of planning and coordination with various industries to open the necessary 90 to 120-day construction window. While COVID-19 has added an unexpected challenge, Sattinger says workers are following appropriate health and safety measures.
We're doing everything that all the industries around the country are doing to try to prevent the spread of this disease. And so far, we've been very fortunate. But again, there's a lot of summer left to go, and we're keeping an eye on the work we're doing here.
The project remains on schedule for completion in October. I'm Joe Deacon.
Find out more about the Lachen Dam project at WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Local businesses are adapting after Governor J.B. Pritzker filed new emergency rules regulating face coverings and gatherings in an effort to clamp down on a surge in COVID-19 cases. Non-compliant businesses can be fined. The Peoria Public Schools Board will hear an update on students already back in class at Valeska Hinton and Knoxville Center for Student Success as the entire district prepares for the upcoming fall semester. And the Greater Peoria Mass Transit Board also meets tonight. CityLink recently received a $10 million grant to upgrade its bus maintenance facility. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan highlighted contact tracing as a key part of the state's fight against the novel coronavirus. Peter Medlin talked to a newly trained contact tracer about what goes into the job.
Randall Jaffe was one of the millions of Americans laid off due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He needed work, but he's also at high risk.
I'm 61 years old. I'm actually a renal transplant recipient. So I have a suppressed immune system.
Going out in public or to an office was out of the question. But then he stumbled onto an article about Illinois community colleges offering courses to become a contact tracer from home.
It interests me because I'm a people person. So I'm going to be able to talk to people, but I'm also, you know, going to be able to help people, which I think is a good thing.
Governor J.B. Pritzker seems to agree with that last part. He's called contact tracing, quote, arguably our most sustainable tool to contain coronavirus. Jaffe enrolled in a 4-week course at College of DuPage, and due to student demand, the college even had to open up extra sessions. He's just finishing, so he's in the process of looking for employment, which he says will be the easy part since the job is in such high demand. Some local health departments, like in Cook County, are offering positions starting at $20 an hour. Jaffe says he's seen jobs offering between $35,000 and $50,000 a year.
I'm not going to buy my second yacht working this job, but, you know, it'll put food on the table and keep the roof over the head, so I'm pretty happy with it.
The work of a contact tracer has been likened to a detective or a game of Clue, but Jaffe says he sees it much differently.
Typically, you're going to call someone up. They've recently tested positive, and or they've been in contact with someone who tested positive, and it's could be, you know, kind of scary.
He sees himself as more of a resource than a private eye.
You then calculate their date of infection as the standard is 2 days prior to the first symptoms appearing.
He says depending on the symptoms, they'll know if they have to self-isolate or seek medical attention. And the contact tracer's job is not only to ask people about where they've been and who they've seen, they also need to direct them to any medical help or social services they might need. Tracers have to be able to break down information about the virus and dispel any myths or rumors floating around the internet. If the person needs to quarantine and are on their own, tracers can also help coordinate food for them or laundry and housing. For those perceived to be at higher risk, a contact tracer may follow up with a person every other day or in certain cases just once a week. And sometimes people are just hesitant to talk at all.
You need to develop some sort of a relationship with this individual because the other part of it is they need to give you truthful information.
Illinois Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike acknowledges that, and she stressed the importance of the state's collaboration with community groups. Ezike says the groups may be able to reach people at risk who are uncomfortable talking with health officials. Contact tracing has been pushed into many people's vocabulary lately, but it isn't new. Public health workers have been doing it for decades to combat infections like tuberculosis and sexually transmitted diseases, but it's just not normally done on this massive a scale. Right now, Illinois has 1,600 working contact tracers and is looking to hire more than 4,000.
A viable employment opportunity for years, and then after, you know, I'm being positive. Hope that 4 years from now, we've kind of licked the COVID thing. There's always going to be need for contact tracers, just not quite in the volumes that we need now.
And Governor J.B. Pritzker just announced that the state is pumping more than $200 million into contact tracing efforts for local health departments and those community organizations. I'm Peter Medlin.
Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.